say he is wonderful. Mm. He is so wonderful. Mm. And he came to bind the brokenhearted. He came to do good. He came to because he loves you. And that one, if I think of it, it is so marvelous. It is so marvelous. Yesterday I told a story, Ruth was in my house, and I was talking about a story about my teacher, an old teacher that I had, French. I hated French. The language was terrible. And I was also quite an asshole. And I had four friends, and we were always teasing him. So he was writing all the things on the board, like this, very long, and he said, oh, I have to go to the toilet. So he went, and we wiped it away again. And then we take also the wiper. We put needles on his seat. We did terrible things. And never he said a word. Never he said a word. And when I was in my youth, my sister died of cancer. She had a very terrible cancer, leukemia. And she died in a horrible way. So I was grieving. And that same man came to me. And he was speaking in love to me so much. And he was really, really caring about me. And I was crying. Not because I was thinking of my sister, but I was thinking of the things I did wrong to him. Because that man was good. And so Jesus came for you in full love. No one of us has deserved that love, but yet he came in full love for you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That is so wonderful. That is so great. That's one you have to encourage in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
So let us continue. I will try to keep it just short. I skipped some things. Because more important things we have done. So, the Spirit of the Lord, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Can you go back to the last one? And then he says, why the Spirit of God was upon him? He says, because. Yeah? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. And anointing is now a professional word, anointing. And we pray for the anointing of God and anointing this anointing. Anointing just means you are being set apart for a purpose. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So anointing is just meaning that you are set apart for a purpose. And that purpose is to preach the gospel to the poor. So when you go to a prophet and he takes money from you, Jesus came and he was anointed by the Spirit of God. Why? Because he came to preach the gospel to the poor. So what did he expect from you? Absolutely nothing. Just for you to hear. Just for you to accept. He don't need your money. God doesn't need your money. He wants your heart. He wants your everything. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is what you have to think of when you listen to these false prophets. And there are so many. There are so many. And they destroy nations. And they destroy churches. Look at their fruits. That's what Jesus says. Look what they do. And then conclude. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So another thing I want to tell you is that many people say, I don't feel that in my life. I don't experience that. I go through so many troubles with my family, my school's trouble, everything is trouble. I don't see Christ in my life. It's like he's not there. I pray and I don't hear. Believe me now, he is here. And he is with you. Always. One time he said to his disciples, can you imagine the disciples, they saw his miracles every single day. The healing of the blind, the miracles of multiplying food, all these things they saw. And he says, go into the ship and let us go to the other side. And he starts sleeping.
And a storm came, and the waves came, and the ship started sinking, and he was still sleeping. And they said, Master, please wake up. Don't you care that we perish? And he says to the wind, be stable. And the wind was stable. And he says, why is it that you do not have faith? Why? No faith. He says, you have no faith. And we are Christians. We all have that experience that our faith is gone. It's just gone. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But still, God is with you. And you can just call him and he will rise up. And he says, still to all your troubles.
Mm.
All your troubles.
Mm.
He's the one who can do that.
Mm.
You just call him. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Are you with me?
Mm.
Because that one we ask, are you with me? You with me? But be sure God is always with you. So you don't have to ask God, are you with me? No, you can say, just God, help me. He is there for you always. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And he came to bind, to lose the bounds. He came to lose the bounds. There was a man, a very great king. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah? And three men were not willing to bow down to his golden image that he made. Yeah? And he liked that man, but the law was, if they don't, they need to be killed. So he asked him, is it true that you don't bow down for that image? He said, no, we will not bow down for your image. So they made the fire very hot, like a big hole in the ground, and it was very great fire. And they threw them in, bound. And he said to the people, were there not three thrown into the fire? He said, yes, yes, yes. I see four. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I see four. And that fourth, he looked like the Son of Man. He looked like he is the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And they came out. Not one hair, not even the smell of fire was upon them. You know what they lost? The only thing they lost, the bounds were lost. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And God comes here to you today to lose all bounds. That was, he was anointed for that. He was set apart for that. His spirit, the spirit of God was upon him because of that. And we are bound, I tell you. We are bound. And one thing is laziness. One thing is laziness. And Jesus said, there are two ways. One is straight, and one is narrow, that leads unto eternal life. And the other one is very wide, and very easy, and leads to destruction. God loves you. So he wants you to be on the narrow path. He wants you to be going straight to him. He wants you to be in his train, because he wants to be with you forever. He wants you to say, my walls are salvation. And my entrance are praise unto God. He wants to be with you forever. That's his will. But he says there are two ways. There is the easy way. And there is the hard way, the narrow way. And he said so from, few will find it. Find it. Few will find it. But verses before he says, knock and it will be opened to you. Seek and you will find. And it is the same word. So he doesn't say, I will make it so difficult for you. You will not find it. Oh, I make this made so difficult. You will not find it. He says, if you set your heart upon finding it, he says, when you knock, it will be opened. And when you seek, you will find. It doesn't say, maybe you will find it. No, it says, you will find it. So you need to be active. And active is to rise up and shine. You understand? You need to rise up. And the world is making us lazy. I tell you, yesterday I looked upon what my child has done. I have an app that can show She was 6.5 hours on her telephone. TikTok, chat dingers, YouTube, all kinds of nonsense. She did nothing. 6.5 hours of the day she was just watching complete and utter nonsense. And that is what the devil plans. He makes that Netflix series so sweet. Every time on the end, he says, let me see the next one. Let me see the next one. Let me see the next one. And before you know, you are watching 6 hours of complete and utter nonsense. And that is what the devil does. He makes your easy way to let you sit down and relax. And in the meantime, somebody is studying crazy. Mm-hmm. And you will get your job. Mm. And there's, man, listen to me. When you play games, there are other men who work their guts out to learn. Yeah. And they will take your wife. Mm. Yes, it is your wife. They take your wife. Man, you need to stand up and overcome laziness. Mm, because the world is made to make you lazy. That's what the devil wants. Mm. He wants you to be lazy. I tell you, the studies, I don't know where people get the time from to do what. I don't mention the name. Yeah, but he's one elder of the church. Yeah? We try to watch a film in the evening together. So, okay, let us relax, we let him film. He saw every single movie I tried to. He saw all of them. Well, how is that possible? It was impossible to find even one movie that he didn't see. He saw all of them. How is that possible? Mm. How can you watch all the time movies?
Dedication.
Yes. But that's what the devil wants. He wants you to destroy you. He wants you to stop thinking. He wants you to take over your mind. That is what he wants. That is his whole purpose for you not to do that. And the Bible says, rise up. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And shine. You know what shining is? Can you rise up for me, please? Yes. Rising up. If you are in the army, they know how to do it. Yeah? You rise up. Yeah, you put not your arms forward. Yeah? You put your arms backwards. Yes? You put your chest up. Your skin up. Chin up. And now, a study has shown that people who are forcefully looking down like this, they feel also down. Yeah? But people who force themselves to raise up their voice, smile. Can you smile for me? Please smile. All smile. Smile. Studies prove that you feel also better. God says to you, arise and shine.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because God has put his spirit upon you.
Yes.
And he loves you.
Yes.
And he wants you to be full of his love.
Amen.
Smile. And the Bible says, and it shall be that on you is seen the glory of God.
Amen.
So as we go to school, maybe you have last year a very bad year.
Mm.
Or people at your school are assholes. Yeah? If you say it like that, they are assholes. They always treat you.
So
you go to school and you go like this. You are defeated already.
Mm.
I tell you, when you go to school, you raise up your hand like this.
Mm.
When somebody comes up to you, and he goes too far. He said, this is enough.
Mm.
Put your boundaries here. Mm. Yes, this is enough. I will not accept it.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Raise your head and smile. And the person will stop in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I'll sit down. Please. I tell you, God and the mighty God is here. Jesus has come to you. And I pray in the name of Jesus. that all the bounds, and especially of laziness, will be destroyed.
Amen.
And when Jesus said, I want to come back to these prophets, because you all listen to these people from Ghana. Yeah, YouTube, I see the amount of people, 2 million views, 3 million views, 2,500 views till 200,000 views. I know that people are watching it. And I don't understand all. Sometimes I ask my wife, what is he saying? But sometimes it's in English. And I tell you, many are false prophets.
Oh, 100%.
When Jesus said, narrow is the way. And it is also straight that leadeth unto eternal life. Immediately after that, be aware of false prophets.
Mm.
That is the next verse. Be aware of false prophets, because that one is also destroying you with your laziness. I destroy yourself. I tell you, the Bible is full. If you look at Proverbs, it is full of examples. He says, the lazy man, he will not have harvest. Yeah, he will be poor. The poverty will come like an instant. Yeah, and I tell you, if you don't work, and if you dedicate your time only on bullshit, and let me be clear now, let me be bold. Then you will lose that job that you want. Yeah? You will lose that wife that you always been in love with.
Oh.
Yeah, because a woman, I tell you, women, don't accept any boy who plays Xbox or whatever. Don't accept it. So that one is in your first, when you the first time you go out and you talk and say, oh, do you like games? Yeah, I play a lot, okay. So boys, I tell them, I advise them not to take you if you're lazy. Yeah? I think there's a problem with Ghana that said, with a lazy wife you can live, but with a lazy man, it is a terrible life. Yeah? So women, don't be lazy, yeah? Don't be lazy. But men, if you are lazy, it's sin. It is sin. Yeah? God has given you He has given you the power. He has given you the power. The ability. Can you imagine? You can study. Please, people. You can study. And so many people can't. You think you have the same chance in Afghanistan where you were born there?
Mm.
Huh? Or in Syria? Or in other countries? No. You will be help of your father. Yeah? You will feed the cows or something. You have the opportunity and you are doing nothing. Hallelujah. May God bless you.
Amen.
May God keep you.
Yes.
And let this faith come. So when you watch YouTube, I tell my wife, I like films because it is for 1.5 hours finished. It comes to an end. But when I start series, me, I know the danger of it because I am myself captured by it. Yeah. It is so cunning. Don't think that the devil is not smarter. He is so smart. It is so cunning. This series, you cannot stop. Okay? But things will not be done because of that. And your study will go down because of that. Yeah? Amen.
Amen.